إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, the story of Maryam alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, is a story of sabr. It's a story of tests after tests. It's a story of standing firm in the name of Islam. It's the story of not succumbing to any pressure, whatsoever that pressure might be, whether it's peer pressure, whether it's cultural pressure, or whatever, but of standing firm on Islam. Maryam alayhi salam did that, Isa alayhi salam did that, to the point where they tried to kill Isa alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. My brothers and sisters, today we live in a world where there is this constant pressure for us to conform to external forces, to things in the name of culture, things in the name of society, and so on and so forth. And many of us seem to have taken a very wrong stance on this, where we try to bend and twist and turn Islam to fit in with the pressures or the demands of society. We seem to take what society gives as the given, can't be changed. And then we say, well, you know, modern times, and we need to flow with the times and go with the times. Please understand, Islam came to teach the world how to live. Islam came to change the world. Islam didn't come to change itself in the image of the world. And that is something which is very important to understand and remember and never to forget, because otherwise there is no end to the kind of changes that the world wants us to make. And then lo and behold, we will have no identity left. We will have nothing unique about ourselves as Muslims. So Isa alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam, their whole life, and of course as we see from where we were, which is that Maryam alayhi salam is given the bashara of a child, and she says, how can I have a child when no man has touched me? And Jibril alayhi salam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever he likes. It's a message of the greatness and glory and strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the power. And it's a message of great solace and a message of great strength for the Muslim to say that we worship a Rabb who has no boundaries. We worship a Rabb who has no limitations. We worship a Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu who has no nothing that curtails or comes in the way of his will. Nothing that curtails his strength and power. And that's why it's very important to build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to call on him and to be in a situation where you have the confidence that when you call on him, Allah will answer. That when you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, Uduni astajib lakum, and that when you ask him, he will give you. And this again is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. But like all relationships, a relationship is only as strong as it has been maintained. If we do not maintain a relationship, the relationship tends to weaken. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never breaks because he is our creator. But definitely the relationship weakens and gets to the point where a person feels completely lost and completely confused and depressed and sad because he has lost his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of Maryam alayhi salam is the story of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then she is pregnant and she is having a baby, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells her to go, and she is in pain and she says, I wish I had never been born. And this is the struggle of the childbirth of the woman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells her, go to this date palm and shake the palm and ripe dates will drop. I don't know how many of you have ever seen a date palm. A date palm cannot be shaken. A date palm is massive, and it's not something that you can just, you know, shake. Definitely not a woman who, what Maryam alayhi salam was. I mean, it's a small, probably not very big built, and no matter what you are, I mean, a date palm is massive and huge and strong. So it's the shaking is just an excuse,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who shakes it and who drops those dates. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made things easy for her, but he made her make the effort. So message also for us to say that effort must be made in order to succeed. That success doesn't come out of nowhere. Success is the result of effort. So therefore, effort must be made. And then made with the in the line of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and made with the sure knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that effort. So Maryam alayhi salam does that, and the baby is born, and after he is born, Isa alayhi salam is the one who, one of the three who spoke in the cradle. So when the Jewish rabbis and the people of Bani Israel accuse Maryam alayhi salam of wrongdoing, she says she has been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to say anything, but to just indicate towards the baby. And when she does that, they say, how can a child speak from the cradle? But that is one of the first mu'jizat, miracles of Isa alayhi salam, that he spoke from the cradle. And he tells them that I am so-and-so, I am Isa ibn Maryam, and that I am a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the story of Isa alayhi salam continues with that, where he grows up and he preaches Islam to the people. He preaches equality, he preaches compassion, he preaches supporting the poor and the weak. He preaches against the oppression of the leaders and the rabbis of Bani Israel. And obviously they don't like that, so he faces difficulties eventually to the point where they try to kill him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they did not kill him, they did not crucify him. They believed they did that. They were, that their own deception came back to them. And so they believed that they had killed Isa alayhi salam, but they had not killed him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved his Nabi alayhi salam. So the story of Isa alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam, as I said before, is a story of sabr, of fortitude, of persistence, of continuing to do the work of da'wah, of Islam, of spreading Islam and spreading goodness everywhere around them, no matter how difficult that might have been. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn from all these stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam, and to practice them in our lives, and not to succumb to any kind of pressure, to change our ways, to change and replace the goodness of Islam with whatever that comes in the way, where people might, which is really people trying to impose their will over the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.